A snowmobiler has died in a size 2.5 avalanche in the Forster Creek area near Radium Hot Spring on Sunday, February 23, according to Columbia Valley Search and Rescue, CVSAR. Avalanche Canada said a group of three snowmobilers were riding together in an area below Thunderwater Lake in the Forester Creek drainage area, when one of the riders triggered an avalanche on a steep, rocky, northeast-facing and wind-affected slope. The rider was fully buried and a companion rescue was carried out, with help from other snowmobilers in the area. Columbia Valley RCMP said in a press release that they received an SOS activation from a Garmin InReach device, which indicated an avalanche had occurred and one person was buried. RCMP immediately deployed search and rescue to the Forster Snowmobile riding area. CVSAR said they responded with the help of RK Haliski and provided medical aid and transport OT the hospital, but despite all life-saving measures, the individual was pronounced deceased. The RCMP would like to thank Search and Rescue, RK Haliski, EHS and all those who helped out on scene. Our thoughts are with the family and friends affected by this tragic event, said RCMP District Advisory Noncommissioned Officer James Grandy. The avalanche was around 40 meters wide with a crown depth of around 50 to 60 centimeters and a run length of 300 meters. According to a report from Mike Conlon, avalanche forecaster with Avalanche Canada, conditions are currently dangerous in most regions of Western Canada. A cohesive slab of 50 to 100 centimeters of snow overlays a weak upper section of the snowpack, consisting of various layers of surface hoar crystals, faceted grains, and hard melt freeze crusts, Conlon explained. This has created a reactive avalanche problem that resulted in many near misses last weekend and unfortunately one fatality. Over the weekend, Avalanche Canada heard reports of numerous avalanche near misses, in addition to this fatal accident. According to the report, the snowpack conditions will be slow to strengthen and may take weeks for the likelihood of triggering avalanches to decrease. The importance of good travel habits and avalanche training is crucial. Learn more at avalanche.ca.